You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio now by Sam Hawkins and Todd Anderson of Leadership Paducah. We're going to talk about the fundraiser for the Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club coming up Saturday, June 1st at Harrah's Casino in Metropolis. Sam, Todd, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here, too. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, very, very glad to have you on the show. Before we get into the fundraiser, I want to know just a little bit about the Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club, how long it's been around and what it does. And Sam, in addition to being a Leadership Paducah, you're the Director of Operations for the Boys Club. So tell us what Oscar Cross is all about.
Our mission, first and foremost, is to empower kids with skills to be better citizens, basically. And our number one thing is giving kids a safe place to be. Especially that prime time 3 to 7 is when bad things, I guess you said, or kids can make bad choices, better said, during that time. So when they have a place to go and people there that care about them and construct the things to do towards their future, it is basically a deterrent. So they're not involved with the delinquency problems or anything like that, or any other negative characteristics that we wouldn't want to see in the children.
You're trying to bridge the gap between the school day and then family time at night. Does that change any in the summer when school lets out and kids have so much more free time?
Oh, we have an entire summer program from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock during that time when parents are working most of the time. So we try to, like you said, bridge that gap too, even during the summertime.
And where is the actual physical facility located?
It's 1125 Oscar Cross Avenue. It's off of Walter Jaton Boulevard. If you're going on Kentucky, just make it right 3 blocks down. You see that blue sign, make another right, and it's down the street.
This isn't just a place to come and hang out. I mean, there are classes. There's some structure to this program.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what the offerings are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When the kids get there, we have a program called Power Hour, and we do something academic-based. It's mainly to facilitate for homework and get good homework habits, so they want to do it on themselves with their own discipline, self-discipline. And then after that, we have different program activities. Like we have kickball, basketball. We have art. I work with the kids doing poetry. We have arts and crafts. And when I say art the first time, I mean we have a real artist, a professional artist that works there. She's a program supervisor, Terry Moore, and she does artwork with the kids.
Now, Todd, blame him if this makes you unhappy, but he says that you are quite the poet.
I'm doing everything I can to put him on the spot.
So if you wouldn't mind, if you have a verse or something that you'd like to recite, I'd love to hear some of your work.
All right, I'll do part of one. This one's called God Suffers. It's just part of it, though. I don't want to take up all the time.
Now, warning, these are not the poems that you and I know, Tracy.
This isn't Jack and Jill.
No. This is performance art. Snacks and a couple of his buddies, or a couple of the other poets, I should say, were volunteered and performed at the Men Who Cook fundraiser. And it's awesome. It's completely different than what I would typically think of.
Well, this will be a treat then. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Bear with me. I gotta sing a little bit. Sing a little bit in the beginning. Some say these sun rays, peeking through these clouds is one of the most beautiful sights a pupil will possess. It reminds me of hope held back against the wall. Only option is forward, pushing, scratching, striving, still stumbling. Like iron leg words limping from my nervous lips. We may trip, but faith found will never let us fall. If struggle is progress, what clouds are we breaking? That burning sun between your lungs beats over 100,000 times a day. What barriers are we breaking? What cities are we taking? What lives are we saving by flatlining our own addictions? What will you give when someone's soul needs lifting? A promise for prayer, or will you be that land that within stares of broken glass? My grandmother's feet has more scars than the night has stars. I don't need a telescope to tell the scope of her trials. She paved the path past racism, finished the trail so I didn't have to do a mile. She says her grandchildren make her smile. smile her. Dawn after darkness. Her promise of spring buried beneath winter marches. I don't need history 404 to help me remember Montgomery marches and the aching arches beneath her feet bleeding. Stop only to hear the soul say forward echo through her thoughts like the birth of light rippling a horizon. I'm thankful for that, but it's not why I love her. I love her because when I was sick, she was there. I love her because she loved me before I could say it back. She believed in me before I could breathe on my own, and she is not alone. When my sister's heart gave birth to adversity, she kept going. So when your future is not how you pictured when you look back when you were a kid, that doesn't mean stop. It means you just started.
Wow.
That was awesome.
And that was, that was all from the head. There are no cards, no pieces of paper with notes. And you... Is snacks what everybody knows you as in Paducah?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. If you say that, more people, oh, okay. They'd be like, oh, that's Sam Walker.
Is everyone at Oscar Cross as talented as you are in what they're instructing?
Oh, I guess that's why I mentioned we do have some. I won't get in trouble here. Terry Moore, she's awesome with the art. She's passionate about that. And then Rhea Long, she's a program coordinator. And as far as anything educational, man, she is on top of it. So on top of it, so we do have some passionate people instructing the kids, and that makes a huge difference. You can tell when I'm trying to when I'm there for Terry, trying to work with the kids doing artwork, versus when she's there, they're all into it when she's there. But I mean, her passion shines through. And when I'm working with the kids doing poetry versus somebody like Wright, it's completely different because I mean I'm all into it.
So if someone wants to find out more information about the Boys and Girls Club, what's the easiest way to do that?
The easiest way definitely is to come to the site between 9 o'clock and 2 o'clock is the best time to come, 1125 Oscar Cross Avenue.
Well, that's great. And do you have a website?
Yes, it's OCBG.org.
OCBG.org.
Mm, Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, the thing that you guys for Leadership Paducah are doing. Correct me if I'm wrong, each year you pick some charity to fundraise for, some philanthropic organization, and this year you've chosen Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club. So tell us about the event that's going to take place June 1st at Harris Casino.
Well, we are the Leadership Paducah class number 26. So there's been 25 of these before, but every class gets to choose who to benefit, who to work towards helping. We've chosen Oscar Cross, and what we've got, I think, is an awesome show that's going to be going on. It's June 1st at Harrah's. Which was the biggest room that we could find. And we're bringing in, Kier is a comedian. Is Kier, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Kier.
That is awesome. I have not seen him except on YouTube when we were trying to determine who to get. We were looking around.
So he made you chuckle.
Yes.
And you said
we decided it was clean enough that we could bring him in.
It's actually probably a good consideration.
Yeah.
But the headline act is a group out of Nashville called the Big Bang. It's dueling pianos. And from what I've been told, if you can think of the song, they can play it pretty much. So it should be a fairly rowdy get together, sing along type event.
It says tickets are $50 each.
Yes.
And it says you can call 270-556-0682 or email lpclass26@gmail.com. Is that the correct contact information?
Yes, yes.
So it's just going to be a whole night of fun. It says doors open at 6. And how long do you think the event's going to last?
We're expecting it to go till 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. The Kier is going to be first. The Big Bang will be coming in after that. We've got food's going to be there, adult beverages and non-adult beverages, I'm guessing. I don't know why they bother with those.
What kind of food can we expect? Is it finger food or more like a buffet style?
Or finger food.
Finger food, sense. Yeah. Hmm. Well, heavy finger food.
Yeah, heavy. That's a better way to say it.
No, I like that. That entails that might actually get full then.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you expecting a big turnout, big response? Is everything you heard been positive so far?
Absolutely. I tell you, Paducah's amazing. The companies in Paducah are amazing. The structure and the setup of the chamber is amazing, and the response. I mean, so many companies are helping us out with it, donating in kind, donating money, sponsorships, buying blocks of tickets for employees to be able to come out. All of that, it's absolutely amazing. And one of the main things we're trying to do is blow Leadership Paducah Class 25 out of the water, because they have the record for fundraising last year.
Sounds like you might be well on your way.
And we also have a live auction and a silent auction during the Big Bang.
What kind of items are going to be up for the auction?
We have Cardinals tickets. I know we were on the radio this morning, and yeah, he was talking about those. And we also, during the silent auction, the kids have been working on artwork. Tara Moore's been working with them every day, and they've been producing high-quality pieces of artwork that'll be up for auction that you will want to put on your coffee table. I'm telling you, it's some amazing things.
And all the art is going to be from kids, from Oscar Cross.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's some, I'm like, I couldn't do that. So.
It sounds like a big time, and obviously the Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club is a worthy cause. And,
absolutely.
It sounds like you're changing lives, literally changing lives each and every day.
Oh, man, that's what keeps me going every day, and especially knowing that everybody, guidance and support from people is not guaranteed or automatic. You know, the support I got when I was a kid, I was blessed to have it, but everybody doesn't have it, and that's why I know I got to get up, go to work.
Well, and it is a very eye-opening experience and a very, very good experience to go. We were, and I've been to Oscar Cross a couple of times, but Leadership Paducah got to take a tour of the facility and meet with Alan and Snacks and the team out there. And it's a great facility and a something that I feel like a lot of people need to learn a lot more about.
Well, we've learned a lot more about it today, and our listeners can learn even more about it. Give me the web address one more time for Oscar Cross.
OCBG.org.
OCBG.org. Well, Todd Anderson and Sam Hawkins are snacks for anybody who might actually know you in Paducah. Like, so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having us and the time.
And thanks. Once again, you're very welcome. Once again, that event is going to be June 1st at Harris Casino. Starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are $50, and you can call 270-556-0682 or email lpclass26 or 26 at gmail.com.